Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Wow. Woo, woo, woo. I'm already...
Where the hands clap?
I'm going to tell y'all right now.
What?
This show right here...
It's going to be the best ever.
Edna Prescott on one. She around here fumbling through that goddamn duffel bag.
Well, right now I'm fanning because I'm having a duffel bag.
Grandmama going through her bag. She done pulled out a goddamn church fan.
It's the coffee. I'm hot. She can't. And I think I'm having a moment.
She can't find her good glasses.
I can't.
They on top of her head.
She can't find her good bifocals.
My reading glasses.
Oh, you know, I'm a find me some young friends to hang out with.
Girl, ain't nobody young. I'm gonna hang out with you.
And you to be the main one in the bed at 6 p.m.
You ain't gonna get that. You goddamn right, because Glodine gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Engineer, I need a charger. You know.
Don't you have an iPhone charger?
Now she talking about us being focused.
I did. I got off track for a little bit, but praise the Lord. Sure. This Sunday morning, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't I sound like Reverend Lonnie Love?
Salvation and glory.
Okay, wait a minute.
The honor and power unto the Lord our God.
There you go. Take it up one.
For the Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, he is.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful.
I thought I was about to say worthy.
Thank you, Daniel Circle. Children's choir.
Yep, that's where I learned the song from.
Yes, God, we had
I really did. Not learned the song, but that's, you know, my cousin used to be over in the choir.
We shut it
down. Why you wasn't in the choir? I was too busy looking around.
Yeah, I was there. We was in the choir together.
Okay, see, this is...
And we shut that down.
This is basically
that didn't pass me
this is this is basically
and how excellent. That those are our songs. Oh. And say the word.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back.
You see what I'm dealing with today?
My name.
I'm about to walk out of here on these people.
You can't walk out on the Lord. We're singing for the Lord.
I'm never gonna walk out on the Lord, but I'm gonna walk out on y'all.
You cannot dismiss his servants.
Okay. I am a servant.
Well, you need to act like it. You sing.
We here. Sing. The people is here for a program today.
They
not y'all fucking shenanigans.
They enjoy praise and worship this morning because they didn't. They woke up and forgot to do praise and worship. So when they listen to us, they remembered.
See
how that work out?
I'm going to be quiet till they ready.
Okay. Teacher Aaron.
Come on. Come on, Glodine. I don't know who we got this morning.
Glodine.
They been off task all morning. I've been asking them all morning. What we talking about today?
She has.
These motherfuckers listening to the goddamn radio.
For a whole hour.
On their phone, searching and looking up shit.
And she said, I'm
just
going to
be quiet. When did dinosaurs become extinct?
That
all kind of shit. Who
that
sung on the Life
true.
Jennings song?
And then we heard, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your
you
birthday.
Know what?
And
but Glodine, come back.
You was all
and
over because
he said Scorpio five times.
Right.
And said Londa 50 times.
And Londa.
Right. Yet, I could still stay on task and
well,
pick
I
that out
told
as well.
I'm not on task today.
You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm finna go home.
No, you're
call
not.
Call me an Uber.
Nope.
Call me again. See, this is why.
Nope.
This is why right here. Remember I told y'all on a previous show, this is why I always drive. Because when I'm ready to go, I'm finna get in the car and go.
Sometimes
your vehicle don't want to start. They say, oh, Lord, here go Yolanda. We're going to make her wait a little bit.
My vehicle always starts.
Yeah, but it probably don't want to sometimes.
Mm-mm. She ain't never let me down. She's like the Lord.
All right,
she don't be disobedient.
She's never failed me.
I know that's right.
Amen.
I know that's right.
All right.
Ooh.
Now, as we gonna get back to the day.
Yes, we are back. And action. Welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
7 minutes of being
What's
off
up,
task.
Ladies?
They owe y'all some money.
What's up?
I'm just letting y'all know.
Shout
that.
Out to J. Cole.
How's this retrograde treating y'all?
I mean,
on point.
Sometimes. I mean,
I'm just off task.
You know, I've read that during this retrograde, well, they say in any retrograde, you should not make any major decisions. Mm-hmm. You should kind of like let the time pass. And things will be revealed during the retrograde.
Come out of the retrograde, then make the decision?
Well, I don't know at what point, but it says not good to make like life-changing decisions during retrograde. I don't know if it's certain type of retrograde.
I don't think you should be hasty in making life decisions anyway.
Well, that's true.
Who just round here like, oh, I'm going to buy a car.
I'm going to get married. You know what? I maybe that's for the impulsive people when they say do not make drastic decisions or make decisions on the fly. Maybe it's for them.
Okay, so I consider myself I can be impulsive. So I'm one of those people where, you know, I live for the moment. I really do. I see something I like and I want it, I'm pretty much gonna get it. However, I can be hasty in, you know, business decisions. I might see something, I'm like, oh, well, shoot, that's a good idea. I'm gonna research it for a minute or two or three. And then I'll be like, okay, I might invest in that. I might do that. I might purchase that. But when it comes to like life shit that's detrimental to my well-being, mm-hmm. I kind of sleep on things. I do my research on things. I kind of do my pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Like I literally take out a piece of paper and I will, okay, how does this benefit me? How could this go wrong? I feel like this is just something we should do, you know.
I completely agree.
I feel like if it's something that's hit or miss, that's not truly detrimental, I can throw away a couple of dollars on it and I won't miss it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like you got to chalk some shit up to the universe and say, hey, I tried it, you know.
Right.
It worked out, whatever.
Right. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's should be common sense, right? As mm-hmm. far as making sudden decisions on life-changing events or financial
you can't say necessarily common sense because
I said should be it but I didn't should, say it yeah. is common sense okay. it should be common sense it should
yeah, it should but who is really the person that governs common sense, because should. What's common sense to you
right.
is not necessarily common sense to Frida. Or necessarily common sense mm-hmm. to Sam.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm making up these people. So whereas we would think, hey, I should date or court someone for at least a year to 2 years before I marry them. Mm-hmm. Frida may think, I met this wonderful guy at the club last night. We went home. We had amazing sex. We woke up the next day. We spent the whole day together. Day three, I think I want to marry him.
And that's common for her, right?
And that's common for her.
That ain't common. It just
for her.
But I don't know.
Look at it like, girl, stop.
Yeah.
Maybe this is something she's never felt before. Probably. So it felt so right. She felt like she needed to do it.
She locked in
because
so early.
Because who's to say that guy that she met in day three married, Frida ain't going to be with 20 years down the road. Then the man you spent 10 years dating, then decided to marry him on year 11.
Y'all not that together shit, for 90 days.
Thank you.
Right.
And I've seen it happen.
Right.
That's crazy, though. You've been with people for so long, and then mm-hmm. you marry, and then you mm-mm. dissolve.
It's like something happened. Like, what happens between the 90 days? What's the difference? No. Is it because it's a legal, you know, is it a legal
contract?
Bond or whatever? Yeah, contract. What makes them just say,
that's
okay,
weird to me.
I don't want to be with you anymore. I think whereas 10 years, it was like, okay.
Maybe because when you were dating, you could just walk away without having the responsibility.
Now that shit just feels too final.
So now it's a legal bond, and it's kind of like, well, she can take everything, or he can take everything I have. Yeah. I don't know. But I've also heard, you know, it's been more and more stories where they meet each other and in 2 weeks they in love and maybe they get married and they're and together they figure it like out 20, through, 30
through
years.
The relationship. Yeah. They figure it out.
And they're I together met, 20, 30 years later.
I met two people in my life that knew each other less than 90 days, married, and they are still married to this day.
Yep.
And they're older people. Yep. They're in their 70s, maybe 80s now.
Mm-hmm.
One couple is, and the other one is a little younger. Mm-hmm. But that's the only two people I know that met within 90 days, and they gave us their story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just feel like I would never meet someone that said, you know, I believe in love at first sight and look at them crazy. Because I believe in love at first sight, too. I feel like when you meet somebody and, you know, there's chemistry and there's sparks and right. there's, you know. Now, I have felt some things when I first met a couple of fellas. But
he gave you a little tingle.
Yeah, gave me a little tangle in
your hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But nothing that was like, oh, that's my husband.
So you never looked at anybody and said, that's my husband.
Love at first sight?
Mm-hmm. I've like, never that's had my love first. At first sight.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm. Now I done saw some niggas and been like, ooh, he can get it. Tonight. He could get that thing turned on, Turner.
He was talking.
But nobody
he was talking
that
back.
That thing was talking.
So maybe, okay, with the individuals that you had that tingling for, mm-hmm. after you got to know them, did you say, I can possibly see myself with him, you know, for a long period of time, husband? No?
No.
No? Mm-mm.
It was the tangle in the... in the stangle for the night and that mm-hmm. and then and normally and I don't know why in my head it and in my I don't know my chakras that I've had that feeling because normally the ones that I have had that feeling with the mm-hmm. sex wasn't even that good
mm. but you liked them anyway because of the feeling. Did you give them more of a chance because of how you felt about them?
I'm so weird.
No. No, because I feel like it was a love. Because I feel like, so I will say this. I had a sexual experience with a man. Mm-hmm. It wasn't love at first sight because I didn't meet him at first sight. I actually friended him online.
Oh, you friended.
You sent the friend request.
Yeah, I did. I sent the friend request online because I felt like he was a very interesting person. I saw him speak online. And I just found him very intriguing. And then we grew to build a friendship over months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So months passed. And I hadn't seen him. I hadn't been. But we knew of people. And we built a friendship. And then we started, and you know, we were talking online and over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to experience him audibly.
Okay.
And so our first interaction, we met and we shared a kiss. And I'm very passionate about my kisses, right? Y'all, that was the best kiss I ever had in my life.
Oh, wow. You know, it's
that,
crazy.
That
you
man
said that.
Kissed me. Because
if
like,
I kiss you, that
I felt
means
like I had
you.
My first kiss.
I don't kiss everybody.
Yeah, and I don't. And now, honey, he tongued me down.
Yeah.
Down.
His lips were soft. I love soft lips.
My drawers had melted.
Oh, gosh.
Down my legs like country
Ooh.
Crock butter.
Ooh.
Like country crock butter.
Not yet.
Ooh.
Blue bonnet. Not blue bonnet, but country crock.
Ooh. That's serious.
Like you just left the butter right there on the stove.
You know, country crock is already
yes.
soft.
That's right. What I said. Okay. Yes. And you left the butter Velvety. Right there on the
and
stove.
It, and you know, it was warm. It was warm.
It was
sun.
Just a pool
it was
of water,
sun.
Huh?
This was years ago.
It was
ago.
Just a pool.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
This was years ago. So it was sundress season. And when them drawers had melted off, and luckily my phone rang and I had to leave. So I was like, I would have just gave this boy the snatch. right here, right now.
We need another book.
But I wind up taking the melted drawers off the floor and going on and handing them. Yeah. But I just want y'all to know I went back.
I
went back later and got the bake speed off of me.
Oh, y'all should see how she punched her hands just now. My God.
They heard it.
That is how he punched Pound Town. He took me to Pound Town. He did. And he beat the...
But you didn't see any sparkles, any flames for marriage. No.
I could have married him.
Okay. Do you think it would have worked?
I don't know. He's a semi-complicated individual. Don't get me wrong. He's still one of my very, very best friends.
Okay.
He has gone on to marry someone else now.
Okay.
Yeah. But we are still locked in. He's a very, very, very good friend of mine. Okay. But I just feel like we just have a chemistry. Me and him. We have a chemistry. I've always been drawn to him. He's always been drawn to me. He listens to the podcast every week.
Oh, thank you.
He's read all my books. So
I'm ready for another book. I'm sorry.
I love a man who genuinely is interested in the woman I am, because I'm genuinely interested in the person or the being that people are.
So why wouldn't it work, man? I mean, now he's married.
Right.
But why didn't you all try to...
I mean, life shit. Pursuit. Number one, we live in two different places.
Okay.
that
makes it a little different.
Yeah. Right. So we live in two different places. He wasn't in a position to relocate. I wasn't in a position to relocate.
Okay.
And, you know, there was some other little obstacles in the way. So you can't just always lock in with a motherfucker because it feel right.
Right.
Like that is true.
Like the whole situation. Right. The whole situation gotta be right.
Right.
And like it could be, you know, mental, it could be financial, it could be physical. I've had men that I've been in like really great physical relationships with.
Oh, yeah.
And ain't shit else right.
Right.
And so that's a big
So what we finna do? Just fuck all day? The only time we get along is
when we
horizontally.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Like, yeah, I don't want that. I mean, I miss the pee-pee, but
right.
Ooh,
it's not more to life.
it's not gonna work at all.
It's the only time we ain't Crips and blooding when we in the bed.
Right.
I don't wanna do that.
Right.
I mean, and who's to say you might not find your person and the sex might not even be like fireworks? Because at this point in life, hell, sex ain't really even that important.
See, with me,
we know
I can lock in and I can lose. Like the moment you do something that just rub me the wrong way, I can just turn that thing on and off.
Well, that's good though, like, that you can do that.
But is it fair to me? Is it fair to the person? Because am I really giving them a chance? Because I can.
Well, I, with you, Vaughn, I think if it's a big red flag for you, then
and
no.
It's crazy because I was, you know, I'm not really into like astrology like you are, Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to understand. I didn't know what mutable and cardinal and whatever the different signs.
Cardinal signs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, what is mutable? When I think of mutable, I think of
mutable, fixed, and
so
cardinal.
I mm-hmm. now can understand a little bit about why I'm so easy to flip and adapt and change and move without missing a beat.
Why is that?
It's because I am a mutable sign. I adapt to whatever the situation. Like I can switch it up at any given time, and I don't miss a beat. Like I don't know. And I just realized, like,
you fixed or mutable? I know I'm cardinal.
I am mutable.
So Vaughn is it's four mutable signs. They're a Gemini, a Virgo, a Sagittarius, and a Pisces.
Yeah, so you must be fixed.
Yeah, I'm fixed.
I'm cardinal.
So, right. Mm-hmm. So, so out of all the water signs, there's one in each realm, mm-hmm. right? And so, out of the waters, Pisces is in Vons. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it say something like it adapts to its surrounding or habitat or?
I think so.
I can make changes easily based on my situation where it doesn't, like some people will stress out over a relationship or once it's over, you know, they dwell on it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Okay.
I would have to look that up to see what the actual meaning is, but to say that I'm fixed, I could see that because when I take my stance on something, it is what it is.
And see me.
You're not going to veer me.
If the situation changes, then I change sometimes. Like, for example, if the relationship ain't working out, if I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I start backing up, right? Because I'm putting my wall up. Mm-hmm. But the moment that you start making changes, it's like, okay, I'm coming back down to meet you. Mm-hmm. So I adapt to my surroundings based on the connection. Mm-hmm. And if I feel like I'm not getting what I need,
you just go.
I leave, like, without a question or thought. I may not even have a conversation with you because I don't think it's worth it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean.
Because I feel like you didn't give me the time. Why should I give you the time?
And what and does
just move forward?
Yeah,
Audi 5000. Ain't that what you say back in the day?
But we're a lot alike in that way because I don't stick around either, Vaughn. Like I'm just like, I don't sit here and dwell on
you. I think, and I don't know about you, Sue, but you, Yoshi, you don't know how to, I say, play the role. It's either you in or you out. With me, I know how. Well, I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna say you don't know.
I don't.
Okay,
you right. I don't know how to play the role. It ain't no plan. It's what it motherfucking is.
So with me, I don't express right off what I see and what I feel. I kind of like feel my way through it or process myself through it while I'm in it.
No.
Whereas you may take yourself out the situation and then start processing what had happened.
Yeah. That's definitely
where one. For me, I will start processing while I'm in the situation and then I exit.
And I'm not even going to process
or stay.
I'm not even going to necessarily process what has happened. What I'm going to do is, okay, what have we learned from this, Yolanda? Because this is what we're never fucking doing again.
Okay, see, there after the fact. Like, during the fact, I'm in there. It's like, okay, what am I doing in this relationship? Do I really want to stay? Do I want to go? And I already know the answers.
Yeah.
But I don't remove myself and then say, girl, what did you learn?
Because my thing is, we grown. We all know what we want. Mm-hmm. We all know what's right and what's wrong for us. For a relationship, whatever. And see, I'm not. I am a closure person. Because I told you from the gate what I wanted from your ass. I told you. And I told you what I needed from you. And I thought we were clear and had an understanding. So when shit goes left, that shit personal to me. Because, nigga, you knew what time it was. So now it's not this back and forth then. It's, you know, I'm gone. I'm out. And from here on out, yeah, what not to do the next time. Because I ain't got time to be fucking around with y'all.
I think I'm in between.
In between.
I'm in between. But now if I start asking you questions, 9 times out of 10, I already know the answer.
I already know.
Like I always tell people, you know, I'm just kind of quiet with them. I'm already like 1.5 steps ahead of you.
Right, right.
And so when I ask you a question, please give me the right answer. Because then that's when I pull out the receipt.
Or not saying the right, be honest.
Just be honest. So then I'll start saying, well, no, this is what happened here.
So hold on. Do y'all keep track of when things start looking crazy? Do y'all start keeping track of...
I already do it in my head.
I'm not even about to keep track.
I don't try to, but I think with me, that's just how I am. I just always kind of remember things.
And the only reason why I say that is because I don't want nobody to try to make me look like I'm stupid. So sometimes I got to pull up my... Nah, homie. This is when this happened, and this is when that happened. Mm-hmm. But I look petty because I'm bringing it up to you.
Right.
You know,
I'm confrontational. We talking about this shit right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Because you know what I hate? I hate when a motherfucker brings something up from 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
After, and now more than likely, it's when I'm bringing something up. Well, you remember that time 2 months ago when? No, nigga, I don't remember that shit. I don't remember what happened 20 minutes ago. But so, no.
Right. But see, Yoshi, that's how you are. You want to do it here and
right
now.
Here,
but
right
see,
now.
Everybody
Let's
is
address
not like
this.
That. And I guess that's what, with me too, I already know everybody's not, you know, you can't, everybody's not going to talk about it right then and there. Everybody's not going to, you know, some people may just say, oh, well, I just forgot about it and da-da-da-da-da. My whole thing is let me gather all the facts. Let me fact check. Let me go back. Let me make sure. Let me see if it's something I didn't do. And so then when I ask you the questions, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, okay.
No, I do fact check as well.
And then I say, are you finished now? Okay. So, and it's like it just starts all coming out of my mouth. Everything, all the memories and fact checking. I'm like, okay, I might
See,
be off a day or two.
My memory ain't even that good.
Yeah,
something. I ain't got time.
Now my memory used to be immaculate. But now that I'm getting older.
Is it because you don't care anymore and that's why you don't remember as much?
I just remember like random stuff. Like when we was on the ride up here, I was just saying something. Yoshi was like, oh, but I just think, I don't know. I just listen. So, and then if somebody says something, it kind of triggers. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Was that such and such and such and such?
Mm-hmm.
But I know it was this and this and that.
Right.
So it used to be that, you know.
But that's why I say I'm impulsive to an extent. Because when it's blurted out, when it's right there in my face, mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're going to talk about this right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to be sitting on something. To me, to store something and save it for later and bill my receipts, that's too much for me.
Yeah.
I personally now, like, I get it why y'all do what y'all do. Like, everybody, and I love the fact that I have the friends that I have, because if all three of us were the same motherfucker, this would be, a lot.
And then I don't want to do no have a knee jerk reaction to things.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I had so much mm-hmm. problems with my temper
right.
when I was younger.
Okay.
Because it wouldn't have been no talking.
Right.
I was attacking.
Right.
That was it.
So we've become the opposite person.
Yeah.
Because because at one point in time I wouldn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. I would bottle it up. Yeah. I would explode.
And I would just go
And you
off.
Saw how
and
detrimental
saw,
it was
and
to
I
you.
I saw how yeah. that hurt me as an individual. So now it's just like, you know what? When you fuck with me now, no, we're going to talk about it right fucking now.
Yeah.
Because no, I'm not doing this shit to myself.
And for
no
you,
so
the knee-jerk reaction.
I use my words. I try to use my words. But then
I know how Sue can get. This is what you're saying to yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know how Sue can get.
Because, of course, I don't want to be portrayed as the angry girl mm-hmm. or a woman or
right.
what have you. So I try to, you know, I use my words and then I go back and fact check, because you're not going to make me look stupid and I know what I know.
Right.
So I think I use my words. I can't, and I know I got too much to lose now. I can't go around mm-hmm. hitting or shooting or stabbing somebody. I just can't do it. I can't do it. And it's not worth it.
But no. See, that's why it. I feel like I fact check from the beginning.
Yeah, that's
I
what
laid,
yeah.
I laid all the facts out in the beginning. So if I gave you the answers to the test at the start, there's no reason why we should have gotten it wrong unless
right.
we chose to get it wrong.
Right.
So you're letting me know that you want to fail this goddamn
right.
mission.
Mm.
So let me get the fuck on out your way.
And
okay. you can go play with somebody else, sir.
I like
but
that, ma'am.
Vaughn, you know what? Going back to what you said, it's not that I don't care,
mm-hmm.
but I think now it's just kind of like it's a waste of time. So
okay.
I don't
okay.
want you to waste, you know, I don't want to waste time. So sometimes some things I could address
mm-hmm.
and it's like, is it even worth the 10 to 15
It's
minutes?
Not really worth it.
It's not. I'm
Especially if you know who you're dealing
on.
With.
Yep.
If you know who you're dealing with, it really ain't worth it.
And right. that's why now it's kind of like peace be on to you. Right. All right. I'll check
and,
you later.
And yeah. I feel like at this moment in time, we have to hold ourselves accountable
yep.
for some shit.
Yep.
Because whatever happens to us in this life at these times, in a way, we are the problem because we have allowed the shit to happen.
Right.
Now, there are some unforeseenable things that just occur, and there's nothing we can do to prevent that. However, there is just some shit that we allow to happen, and it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
And you
got
to chop.
And I got to take the.
And you got to chop that shit up to the game.
And I got
to
take one for the team.
That's it. Like, but a lot of people want to be the victim and, you know, just say, well, this was done to me and da da da. Okay, it was done to you, but you allowed it to be done to you. You allowed it to be done to you over and over and over again. You never spoke on it. You never corrected it. So this is why the fuck it happened.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right, Yoshi. It's nothing wrong. I mean, I love the way that you confront people. And you just say, yeah, let's talk about it. But see, because I know that you're that type of person, I know I can go to you and talk to you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne, you know, is that type of person. I know how to approach Yvonne. And Mr., you know, Ring Ring or whatever, I will go and talk to him. However, you know, it's all about the approach.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely still growing into myself as far as being vocal and being outspoken because of the fact that I know how to disappear on you. The fact that I know I say what I say and I leave. You know, you may say what you say and we leave and we never have to speak again. But I think I am still coming into myself of pulling and bringing things to the carpet. Like, let's talk about this now because I feel you about the bottled up situation. And I understand about the attitude, you know, I know where I can go, but I'd rather just take a step back and just say, you know what? Is it worth it? Mm-hmm. Or do I really want to address this right now? Like, I am in the middle of that. I will walk away before I interrupt my peace.
Right.
But at the same time, I may still be bothered because I did not address it.
Right.
And then I have to make peace with myself to say, you know what? It is what it is.
Right.
But that's why I told my friend the other day, I said, that's why I'm in a Zen mode now with the friends that I have in my circle because I can say what I need to say. I can vent. I can be my true, authentic me. And nobody is in their feelings about anything I said or how I acted because they know me. And when people love you and know you as a person, they don't get offended by what you said and how you said it. Like, I got this way, I grew up like this. So my grandmother was very, you know, brash and brutally honest with her. So, you know, I talk to my little work home girl and I'd be like, hey, ugly, what we eating for lunch? Like, somebody else would be offended. Or, you know, I'll talk to Vaughn and so I'd be like, boy, what you doing? And they don't get offended by the way I talk. If I love you, I love you. I'm not saying anything to offend you. Even when I'm yelling, or not even say yelling, but if my voice is on a higher octave, I'm not mad. I'm passionate about what I'm saying. So I don't want to fuck with nobody who's all offended by my tone or what I said or, you know, how I said something. If you love me and you trying to be in my space, just try to understand. There's a way to say, hey, sweetheart, you upset? You okay? Because I noticed your voice went up. Then I can come back and say, no, then that kind of pulls me back.
Right.
Like, no, babe, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, raise my voice or startle you or make you feel uncomfortable. So let me bring it back down. I was just a little passionate about what I was saying. But when the nigga come at you and be like, who the fuck you hollering at? Now, mind you, I might not even. It's a way to talk to people. Mm-hmm. It's a way to address people. It's a way to command a respect. Mm-hmm. From others without being disrespectful or rude or shrewd or however you want to call it. Like, I just felt like we could get along so much more easier with others if we stop trying to understand them in our own thoughts and our own minds versus kind of piecing through what they're trying to say and articulate.
But that's just like where everybody talks about the love languages with relationships, but that can also be with friendships too. And that's mm-hmm. what you describe. You're like, you just know, we know what type of love language that we should use with you. You know what type of love language you use with us and any of your mm-hmm. friendships or any of the circle that you're in. You just, you have to take the time to get to know and understand people.
I saw this, it was on TikTok, and it said you need three types of friends in your life. You need the ride or die, where mm-hmm. 3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. you call that person, they're there. You need mm-hmm. that confidant, that person that you can tell your stuff to, and mm-hmm. then you need that person to tell you your get on your shit, mm-hmm. you know? Those type that of those me. Are the three friends you need in your life.
And they said, and if you are able to find all three in one, then that's, well, you know, yep. I wrote that yes. for somebody for their birthday, but they were so mad about the pictures that we put on the thing. I don't even know if she even ate.
Because
these hoes on my page, girl.
Yeah, it was nothing wrong. Everybody, you know what? It's so funny.
I don't care.
Why did she do that? I said, guess what?
There are pictures.
If I could have found that picture of mine, I was going to put it on mine.
I got it. That they choose.
I took it down to put.
Why you took it down? I ain't taking none of my pictures down. Don't.
If I don't, if I don't,
Yoshi call me, like text it, me, call me, text
she,
me.
Do you think she did the same thing to me? Guess what I do? I tell everybody.
So let me take
one
this picture
ear
down.
Out the other. She posts her pictures of us, and we what do we
listeners,
say?
But I always look at the picture to make sure that they it that it's a very
said,
complimentary
look at picture.
That picture
she posted of me.
And all you have to say is, I don't like that picture.
No, I was fine because guess what? It's me. It was just a bad shot. I'm good. I know what I look like.
There you go. No. It's going to be a no for me.
I posted something last night and I said, if my mug shot look good, I'm going to say, send it to me. You goddamn right.
All right, Portia. Because that daggone Portia was styling, wasn't she? That thing was fine on her picture.
But
she was like,
but if y'all got a picture.
There's nothing wrong with the pictures that we post. Not one.
So this is somebody trying to talk me into something. See, this is not what I'm no. not going to do. So if you swear by something, I'm not going to try to talk you. I'm not going to try to talk you into it. If you said that's what it is, friend, then that's what it is.
Let me tell you.
And I'm not going to try to talk you into it. You know what I don't like? So October's my birthday. I was supposed to be born on Halloween. And people try to talk me into fucking celebrating Halloween. That is my least favorite fucking holiday.
Do they really?
Yes. And people try to talk me into Halloween and celebrating and I've never liked Halloween even as a child. I was not a trick-or-treater child.
You don't like clowns and all that stuff?
No, I don't like clowns.
You
I don't like this.
Nikia don't like clowns either.
And
right.
I because know he's we're the in same the news person. A lot, but you know Puff like that too. Puffy said that. That's why he dressed as a clown for Halloween that year, because he has this thing about clowns.
I don't like clowns. They're scary, yeah. And I don't like them.
You don't like them either. That is amazing.
I don't like little
amazing.
People.
And all three
no,
of them are Scorpios. That is amazing.
And I'm sorry if any little people listening to the show, but I don't know. It's just a discomfort to me. There are things
all
in
I
the
think
world.
Of is it.
Yes. That's why. So, even big circus. Dogs like Cujo, like that's what that shit remind me of. I don't fuck with it. So, I don't like when people try to talk me into, oh, he just wants to play. I don't want to fucking play with Cujo. clowns are fun. I don't give a damn if you think clowns are fun. I don't.
Right.
So, get that motherfucker away from me. I don't want
to
do that.
Don't talk Yoshi to do something
no,
she do not want to do.
Oh, no, I don't.
But you know, that's how that. I learned last year. Was it last year or year before last? But anyway, I learned when Yoshi said, I'm tired of people gaslighting me and trying to get me to do things that I don't want to do. And I said, you know what? Because I am I'm that envelope pusher. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's try. Like eating something. You've never, you don't like grits.
Nope.
You don't like watermelon. You don't like sweet tea.
And I was like, come on, just try it. It's a peach sweet tea. No. It got, yeah, you know, or I was saying, and I am an envelope pusher trying to get someone to go beyond their comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I've learned if a person tells you, I don't want to, I don't like, stop, just stop.
Yep.
Just stop.
Because everybody knows what the, and guess what? There may be a day, where I just decide I want to live on the wild side. I told y'all I didn't like dogs. I didn't like not one dog in the world. I didn't like a puppy. I didn't like the biggest dog in the world. Guess who got a goddamn dog this year? Mm-hmm. Me. His name is Cash Valentino, and I love that little boy. He's my best little puppy friend.
So do but it in I your
still,
time.
But I still don't like dogs. I only like Cash. Cash is different.
That's how I feel about my little nephew, my little dog nephew.
Right. So I just feel like.
And that's how I feel about my little doggy.
I just feel
that don't live with me.
I feel like in everybody's and if it ain't time.
Happen, I'm going to ask for partial custody. Yeah.
In everybody's time. And everybody's
yes,
time.
You got to respect people in their time.
And you do.
And in their moment, because who's to say I might just, I mean, there are things that I've said that I would never, I said I would never take a trip internationally by myself.
And you did.
And I've done
it. I was so scared for you, but
more,
you did.
More than once.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In everyone's time, everyone has their little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their little timeline. And I just feel like leave people alone. Let people be comfortable in their space.
Yeah.
Let people live. Respect people's boundaries.
Yeah.
Like boundaries are so big.
Yeah.
Like I will be the first to, if I touch somebody, I'll be like, I'm sorry, but I shouldn't have put my hands on you first. Is it okay for me to touch you? And they'll be like, oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. But I don't want nobody to ever feel so comfortable to put their hands on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm so quick to say, oops, I'm sorry. Should I have done that?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't ever want anybody to be so comfortable with being them that they forget about me.
That is true.
You right. see what I'm
that
saying?
Is, that yeah. is,
don't
yeah.
be so comfortable yes. in how yes. you live and how you do what you
right.
do and mm-hmm. how you talk to certain people mm-hmm. that you right. feel like you can do that to.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Right.
Because mm-hmm. I am me.
But that's the whole thing about, that's what I'm saying about the love language. That's when you have to really pay attention to people and understand people.
But Sue, it's not even I think it's just in the world. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's why you have to pay attention and to understand yeah. them. That's what I'm saying. And approach them and learn that sometimes if they're quiet or something, you know, just give them some space or sometimes it just give them a call. You'll know to give them a call or something like that. It's just about understanding mm-hmm. and boundaries.
I mean,
it
and is. I think in the world, we don't really have enough time to get to know people. So that's why I'm just kind of standoffish with people and I will let them kind of gravitate towards me
mm-hmm.
so they can just kind of come into my realm because I'm able to kind of discern like how I want to be treated
mm-hmm.
and how I can kind of give off an inviting or like, I'm good. Y'all don't stay away from me. Rather than to be that little social butterfly mm-hmm. and to, you know, walk in a room. Vaughn is that person. Vaughn is the butterfly in the group.
Mm-hmm. Where she y'all can, better reel me in.
Where she can go in those groups of people. Me and Sue gonna be in the back. Sue gonna be in one corner. I'm gonna be in the other. We gonna be side by side. And we gonna be observer. I'm going to be the observer. My mm-hmm. attendance are up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be looking around, looking behind my back, everything. Vaughn is just going to float through the room. Sue is going to be somewhere in between.
Right.
So I think we have a good mix.
Sue going to be floating and observant. Floating as right. and observant.
But it depends on the crowd.
But I'm going to be, I'm going to be in the corner.
Yeah, because when the energy is good, you feel relaxed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you sure do. Well, yeah. The energy always good over here.
Yeah, when the energy is good. Right. But
look, the energy is always good
like,
over here.
And I hate being an empath.
I can be plotted against. I'm like, girl, what's up?
Yeah, I hate that because it's like, it's am I like this? Why do I feel it? When, I mean, I could be in a great mood. As soon as that I feel an inch of something wrong, I'm like, God.
But what's crazy is people going to think like, oh, well, what's wrong with her? She over here. Right. No, because guess what? The person who is supposed to, the person who is organically sent for me, they're going to come to me. They're going to float over to me in my space.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have such this good.
Great conversation. Right.
And it's going to be so beautiful. And it's just going to be me and them. And we just going to have a beautiful moment. And I'm going to be full.
Right.
So everybody got full, all three different personalities just doing their own thing. But I ain't for everybody. Vaughn ain't for everybody. Sue ain't for everybody. But as long as everybody leaves happy and in one piece, where was the harm in that day? Or where was the unjust in that day?
I'll talk about this offline, but... my therapist pointed something out to me, y'all, and I said, that's it. I'll talk about it offline.
Okay. Don't forget. You want to write it down?
So listeners might want to hear.
Yeah, but I'll talk about it later. Okay. But it was something. It tied up to this. But yeah, you're right. You're right, though.
Yep.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah. Now let's get on out this hoe. Because I don't even know what the hell the damn topic of the day was. It was like, what was we doing? Oh, so random.
I don't know. You know what doesn't make sense to me?
What?
All that damn algebra and trigonometry and pre-calculus they had us taking in school and we don't use it. That's what don't.
That's why I ain't take that shit.
Well, you kind of do take it. But you're not doing it in numerical fashion. You're doing it in expression fashion. Okay. So
in what?
I'm listening.
Our life is all about mathematics. It's all about equations. It's all about what equals up. It's
That's
all
why
about
I said algebra, trigonometry. Like I haven't used that yet.
It's the matrix. The life that we have is a matrix, and it's all about equations. That's our makeup, our formula about ourselves is 1 + 1 may not always equals 2. So we got to do a little bit of algebraic expressions in our life.
Thank you for the breakdown, but it still don't make sense.
And life don't make sense. I need to know how to not overdraft my goddamn account.
Clicking. I want to say this. I remember in school taking a class and we did all of that and we even had a test where we had to file our taxes. Y'all didn't do that?
I did. In my class. Yeah. Well, in business class I did.
Yeah, I took business
It wasn't in regular class.
I did business.
I took a business class in high school.
No, I don't think it was business for me. I think it was a regular
math class.
No, not math. Because I was a child going on tangents. It wasn't because I remember I could not stand. I love my geometry teacher.
Bring them back.
But
Lord.
I just did not want to.
Bring them back.
I love my algebra teacher and math, just after I knew how to take additional 50% and do my taxes for my check and stuff, I was good. But then when they started throwing me in the geometry and trig, I didn't want to do all of that.
See, I had two jobs where geometry was crucial and unit of measurements and stuff like that because I had to. I know it's off subject, but I had to take home patients that dialyzes at home, that medication at home, and then whenever they go in the hospital, because Medicare and Medicaid paid for it, but they only can pay for a certain amount and whatever they didn't use. So whenever they go in the hospital, I had to subtract the amount of time they was in the hospital. I had to turn their unit of measurements into grams or different things.
Right. It's drug calculations. Yeah. So pharmacology and drug calculations is all a part of algebra. I get it. But to the extent.
But I do metrics now. So I do reporting and metrics. I got to do formulas on my team. So I thank you to Excel. But however, that's
I'm glad you using it.
I'm a fucking nurse and I don't use
it.
Shit.
I'm still mad about it because I don't use it and we could have been learning something else.
Thank God for social media and electronics because they do all that shit for us. We got a goddamn Pixis that do all of that shit. I ain't got to put nothing together. So now, there it is.
But it just, I don't know, it just comes easy to some people and I'm like, whatever. No.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, we go. What you said, we out this hole?
We out this hole. All right. Where can they find us at?
They can find us on all social platforms at The Very VARY Necessary Podcast. They can never miss an episode on our website at thevarynecessarypodcast.com. And if you want to send us an oh so very necessary letter, you know where to hit us up at. Our email, thevarynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. Suitsie.
We gonna get y'all some meds.
Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
And so is Adderall.
Bye. I don't need Adderall. I need...